We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Hay Day Tuesdays, by the way. 580-225-9697. Text in if you're wanting to buy some hay or sell some hay. 580-225-9697. All I need from you if you're selling is type of hay, tested or untested, price per bale or ton, load and availability, phone number and location of hay. Same thing if you're looking for some hay. And I got three already in for today. So get your pen and pencil ready for later on the show, the last segment. And I'll got some good ones too. A lot of hay for sale, alfalfa, oats, sorghum and peas, all that irrigated. Got some rye and some rye triticale. Some really good rye hay for sale from another customer. So got it going on. And it is cold and it's hay day. And these guys are going, oh no, I didn't buy enough hay after feeding for the last 5 days because we hadn't had a winter until last Sunday. So we'll have that going on. Brandon Hickey will be on here in about 8-9 minutes. Talk about the sale yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction at Clinton, Oklahoma, there on the I-40 by the Love's Truck Stop next to Walls Equipment. Got that going on. Kind of chilly out there. Let's check out some temperatures. 31 at Hollis. Elk City and Eric, you are the only two mezzanine sites in Oklahoma that's above freezing. How about that? 33 at Elk, 32 at Eric, 30 at Cheyenne. Oh, my, that secret weapon. Matter of fact, I seen that young man this morning. I think it was his birthday the other day. Had a party somewhere. What'd he do? See, I'm 63 next month. So he's 64 years old. Happy birthday, Mr. Secret Weapon. 28 at Arnett, 27 at Slapout, 25 at the May Ranch, 24 at Lahoma out here in the panhandle of Texas, 28 at Paladora Reservoir, 30 at Miami, 31 at Wellington, 31 at Odell, and Childress, you are 31. A little chilly this morning. All right, here's my question of the day. Well, it's a question. There's no real wrong answer, but I'll take the fifth person with their answer. Text in your name. If you just want to play, don't text your name in. Here's my question. If you're breaking ice with your truck on a pond, do you pull in or do you back in to break the ice? And why do you do it that way? If you're breaking ice with your truck on a pond, do you pull forward or do you back in to break the ice on your pond, and why? Fifth person, pair of Great Plains Bank leather gloves, and I'm telling you, they're really good gloves. And I made a mistake. I thought I'd drop some off at Woodward. I haven't got there yet, but I got a bunch of gloves to take to Woodward, and people up there will be able to play, and I'll keep your name on my list, and you'll get you a set of gloves, and that's my fault. I hadn't been up there, but I'm going to get them up there probably first part of next week, so you guys can win some gloves up there. Okay, let's see what else. What else was I going to talk about? I don't even remember. My brain, it's hell to get old, you know that? All right, got a couple things that I want to share with you that I think's of importance. First of all, is I went to it last year, and where'd it go? There it is. The Four County Beef Seminar will be next Wednesday, January the 15th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Custer County Fairgrounds. There on Highway 183, just right south of Clinton. Speakers will be a great set of speakers. Daryl Peel from the OSU Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist will be there. Roger Gibbons, Premier Crops Insurance, Marty New will be there. Lunch will be provided. Please RSVP by January 13th by calling Custer County OSU Extension Office at 580-323-2219. Or contact either Beckham County, Custer, Roger Mills, or Ouachita County, and they'll make sure you get on the RSVP list. And we got that going on. And I have an interview that day, so I don't get to go. Because I got to be here in the studio to make that interview. And speaking of interviews, tomorrow, Kent Watkins and Adele Kinnemer. Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech will be in here. Adele Kinnemer, farmer and rancher here in Beckham County, will also be here. And then we got Dr. I am just lost for memory today. I'm sorry. Just bear with me here a second. Dr. Harry Anderson will be here, of course, from Weatherford, Texas. Be talking about total feeds for equine, dogs, humans, and goats and sheep tomorrow. It's going to be a really good show tomorrow. You don't want to miss out on that one. And then Thursday, I'm going to be over at TDC Services. It's there. I'm going over there to get me a free lunch, maybe. I don't know. They might not let me. I'm going to do my show from over there anyway. And then Friday, I will be at the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City, and it's in full bore going right now. The Black Herefords, I think, are showing today. And the Angus Bull Sale, National Angus Bull Sale, will be happening Friday. That's one of the reasons why I'm going. It's just There's so many good cattle up there at the Cattlemen's Congress. If you guys get a chance, please attend it. It's at the fairgrounds. Walk through all the buildings, look at all the wonderful different breeds of cattle they have there. There are 46 states, I believe. 46 or 48 states are represented there, two or three countries. And it's, I think the only states that there's no cattle from is Alaska and Hawaii, the last I heard, and I might be wrong on that one. And also coming up, I'll be there too on this one. Save the picture, bear with me. Write this down on your calendar. January 23rd at 4, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration begins at 8:30 at the Fairview Community Center in Fairview, Oklahoma. It's the Major County Ranch Conversation. I went to the one at Woodward. Just a lot of great people there. The keynote speaker there was Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. And I'm telling you what, I don't know how many people is in there. There's a lot of people in there, but while she was talking, you couldn't have heard a pin drop in that floor. She's ready to go. But guess what? My old buddy is going to be the lunch keynote speaker. Lacey Swope, Channel 9 meteorologist, is going to be the keynote speaker for lunch that day. And also learn about new assistant programs featuring speakers from the USDA, NRCS, the USDA, the FSA, the Rural Development, ARS, RMS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, OSU Extension, Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. Honorable Trey Lamb will be there, Executive Director from the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. And Quail Forever and Pheasants Forever will be there. So that your host is a major County Economic Development Corporation, High Plains Resource Conservation and Development Council, Comanche Pool Prairie Resource Foundation, Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and Major County Conservation District. Let's see, RSVP by January 20th. Call Mr. Tom Lucas at 580-227-4844. Or if you can remember this, tom.lucas717@gmail.com. I bet if you get a hold of the Major County Conservation District, they'll hook you up. So, anyway, there's a lot of things going on. We got bull sales coming up. Exciting times. Plus, I need to remind everybody, because I heard Mr. Aaron Skinny on the sports talking about it on his show this morning. He's going to be headed out here pretty quick. Elk City is playing at Anadarko on BigElkTV.com. Girls start at 6:30, the boys at 8 p.m. Then on ParagonTV.com, Arned at Canute, Eric at Cheyenne Raiden, Sweetwater at Arapahoe Butler, Leedy going headed all the way up there to Beaver, and Merritt and Navajo. All kinds of stuff going on today. Well, I guess I'll save what happened overnight for later on the show, because I got to take a break and get on the phone with Mr. Brandon Hickey. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Accidents happen, like trying to teach your kid how to drive. He hits the gas instead of the brake while pulling into your driveway, nails a tree, and knocks the thing over onto your house. Look, when dominoes fall, Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance in Clinton has you covered. For auto, home, life, boat, motorcycle, or any other valuable, call Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance for a free quote. 580-323-8444. Or stop by our office at 2004 West Gary Boulevard in Clinton. Just know how to park before you arrive.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I was wrong. I'm correcting myself, or I'm being corrected. Hawaii does have a ranch here with cattle at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Congress, at the Cattlemen's Congress. So I was wrong. 49 states. I'm sure somebody will text in and said they brought some polar bears or something down from Alaska, but there is a ranch here from Hawaii. I'm going to make it a point to go find them when I'm there. All right. Miami, Texas, here is your ag weather update for the Panhandle. 31 degrees, wind chilled at 24, humidity's at 46, dew points at 13. The winds are out of the north at 12 miles an hour, with wind gust up to 14. 736 minutes of sub-freezing minutes, and 8-inch soil temperature now is 40 degrees. Well, on the phone with me now, and I mean right now, is world-famous Brandon Hickey, fresh off his two-week vacation.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Boy, you don't sound too excited off your vacation.
You're just back to work, back to the grind. Here we go.
Hey, was it my imagination, or what do they call it, optical illusion, delusion, whatever they called that thing? Did I see you on top of this little square bale trailer the other day at the Elk City Livestock Barn?
No, you did not.
Okay, it was illusion. I thought it was you. Yeah. I was honking, and that guy wouldn't look at me like, but I really thought it was you. But
I have been up there, but I haven't been recently.
Okay, it was somebody similar build to you. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You always got a cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even with the weather, you had a pretty darn good sale yesterday.
We did. Typically the one right back after the first of the year is usually pretty good size, but we did have several cancellations yesterday with the cold weather. The people said, I'm going to wait a week and see if it'll be a little bit better, but we still ended up with 1,160. And it kind of one of those things, you know, I told two or three buyers, I said, you probably better get them if you're going to get them this week in the cold, because there'll probably be maybe some guys not as interested with it being cold, and if it warms up, it's gonna get worse. It's gonna get higher. My goodness, if they get any higher when it warms up, holy smokes, it was on fire yesterday.
I know one of those guys that kind of sissied out, not taking his cattle over there Sunday, and I just didn't remember to razz him this morning because I got your update last night. I meant to go, dude, you missed out. Because he's got some really nice heifers that he was going to bring over. So he did miss out. He just missed out. And I'm talking about that guy from Grimes. He missed out. Well, let's start with that. You had, 1,160 head? And on the boys, what's stood out? They were all good yesterday, but what stood out the most?
It was hard to pick one yesterday. You know, we had some five weight steers almost up there at the 350 mark. We had some 380 weight steers bring 455. Some eight weight steers at 260. Some seven weight steers almost at 270. I mean, it was hot, and there was lots of bidders and buyers on every weight class that walked through the door.
Well, nine weights, 243. When's the last time that happened?
Yep.
Do the math, son. what about the ladies?
Heifers, again, a good upswing on the heifers. Compared to what they had been doing, it seemed like it was really, really high. But there again, when you go to looking at the spread between the boys and the girls, it's still pretty substantial. 40 to as much as $80 to 100 in some cases, on 3 to 5 weight cattle. grazing cattle, you know, the steer to heifer spread is pretty phenomenal right now. But the heifers did take another big jump. They took a pretty good jump there right there, you know, right before the end of the year, right before we stopped having sales for Christmas break. And they definitely took another one Monday.
Yeah, they're because I know he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so if his weights that he's guessing, and he's usually 50 pounds off because he doesn't know how to guess cattle weights very good, but he had some, I think, some 575s to 6 1/4, and they would have brought, 270 on the lighters to 250s on the heavier end on that deal?
You'd have been probably 255 as maybe as high as 285 on the, you know, if they was good and weaned.
Right. No, they've been winged since last fall. They've been wingless since last summer. They're ready to go to somebody's pasture.
Yeah. There was some of them 575 weight winged heifers yesterday, bring as much as 285, and 6 1/4 weight winged heifers as high as probably 265. I don't think we had any quite bring 270, but they. Sure, between 265 and 70, they were after him.
Yeah, well, and on the take up for him just a little bit. He's getting up in his upper 70s, and he's kind of turned into a sissy the older he gets, and he didn't want to deal with the wind Sunday with his trailers, and he's got a gas truck, so his gas mileage would have sucked going over there.
Well, I don't think that, I don't think unless something weird happens that he necessarily missed out on anything. I think we should be just as good going forward. I don't see this thing dropping off much here for a little while, for a few weeks anyway. If that bitter cold deal there didn't affect it any this weekend, the weather deal's not going to affect this thing much, so it's going to take some other weird occurrence, I think, to bother this thing very much, because it looks like that the demand is definitely there for all weights and all classes.
I got you. Well, I keep hearing rumors from different people in different parts of Oklahoma and Texas and some into Kansas. There's still the heifer retention ain't rolling yet.
No, it is not at all. As a matter of fact, we're still marketing more open cow or old cows to the packer than we are retaining heifers. We're not in a herd expansion mode at all, especially in the southern plains. Now there's a little bit of it going on up north. Once you get northern Kansas, Nebraska, Dakotas on up in there, there is some heifer retention going on. Iowa, Montana, Wyoming, but as far as southern Kansas, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, there's really not Colorado. There's really not anything. Not enough heifer retention to offset the number of cows that's going to slaughter.
Do you, in your personal thoughts, have a good reason for that?
I think there's several facets to it. First and foremost, number one is the prices are incredibly high. We're at all-time record highs, and it's hard to pass that up. Hard to keep those heifers back when you can get 1600 to 1800 out of them just off the cows or 60 to 90 days weaned. So I think that's part of it, number one. Number two is the expenses are higher on these guys, so they've got more expenses to cover between the interest rates and the feed cost, the pasture cost. Everything is the fuel cost, everything is higher than it was with the inflation that we've seen. So that makes it another reason to not want to hold back. You don't want to get their expenses paid, get their interest caught up and all that sort of thing. So, I think that's the main thing that's preventing it from happening. It's just hard to turn down those high prices, and everybody's got a lot of a lot of bills that need to be paid that are higher than they are in other years. So taking advantage of the high prices and catching up on getting the bills paid and hoping for holding some, a year or two down the road, maybe they'll try to hold some then. But right now, it's sure not happening in the Southern Plain.
Right. I got you. To me, unless it was the bull quality yesterday, it looks like the slaughter bulls were down a little bit, but the slaughter gals are still holding their prices.
Yeah, we was probably about four to five higher on the slaughter cow and bull market both. You were exactly right. Hit the nail right on the head on the bull quality. The best bull we had yesterday just bring 141, but he would have been a low 50 yielder. He was pretty full. I'd definitely say we was probably 4 to 5 higher on the slaughter cow market than we were right before everybody went on break. But I was kind of hoping maybe that would be 10 to 15 higher, but that hasn't materialized yet. It may still be coming. But we definitely were higher on the slaughter cows and bulls, but we haven't really seen that jump that I think may be still coming. If we want these numbers should kind of continue to get shorter. Of course, I say that, and I'm looking at a pretty big cow run again this Friday. So
yeah, I was going to say, I bet everybody's been they've took a 2-week vacation along mm-hmm. with you, and it's like, all right, I got it. I'm this cold weather hit. I'm not feeding this crap. I'm taking them to the sale barn.
Yep, yep.
I know how people think. But matter of fact, I got a few going, but I'm going to be gone Thursday and Friday, so I guess I'll just have to wait till next week.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring a few in, and I got a few slaughter cows to send in there. Have you got, what do you got lined up for this Friday at Elk City?
Oh, we got a nice, really set of young cows coming in, should be kind of 3 to 6 year old bred cows, and they'll be bred anywhere from 2 months to 7 months. Some of them knocking right on the door, and some of them be a little bit shorter bred. Pretty nice set of young cows, mostly blacks, be a few reds and chars on them. Then we got a set of cows that kind of off a dispersal deal that are red Angus and black Angus, and they'll be anywhere from 4-year-old cows to smooth mouth cows, and should all be bred to calve kind of March and April. And I got a good calf run lined up. Got a good run of wing cattle lined up. We're looking at a really nice run coming up here this Friday. I heard a rumor. Somebody was telling me yesterday that they was calling for us maybe to get an inch of snow Thursday, and I thought that might slow us down a little bit, but so far, everybody I've talked to said an inch of snow is not gonna change our mind. We're coming.
No, I haven't looked at the wind data yet, but I'm pretty sure the wind's going to be blowing. It's all going to be in the bar ditch anyway. that'll probably happen. Yeah, I've seen 1 to 3 inches is what I'm seeing, and it's not showing any wind quite yet, but it said it's going to be a wet snow, but I'll be all right. We'll take it because we do need a little shower right now.
We do. We could use a little shot of moisture. That good 6 to 11 inches that everybody got back there in November, it was good, and I'm sure it's still down there somewhere, but it's past the root area of the wheat. I think it's soaked on down past that. I think that the wheat could probably use a little drink the way most of it's looking right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm enjoying about this winter versus last winter? Take one wild guess. What's different this winter than last winter? No temperatures are involved in my equation.
Yeah, what's different?
You drive by and see water in ponds.
So, yeah, that's very right.
Yeah,
that's very, very true.
Yeah, there's a lot of water in the ponds, but I noticed that one that I pulled in this morning and broke the ice on. It's dropping. It's going backwards, and I sent out a questionnaire a while ago to the listeners about if they break ice with their truck, do they pull in or back in? Most of them say, don't be stupid and do it. That was my
main don't break ice with your truck.
But I got some other good answers I'll share with everybody a little later on. But one person texted and says, as we were learning the land and the ponds. Daddy tried front end and sunk the damn thing.
Yep, it happens. Not recommended. Definitely not OSHA approved.
Yeah, it's not OSHA approved. Well, the only reason why I know I could do it at mine is because I know it has a shell bottom in it. So, and that's the reason why I don't hold water year round. So, I know I can pull it off, but there's probably a little.
Just wait a few more years and get some more silt on top of that sand, and that thing just goes to spinning, and then you remember this conversation when you get to spinning in that old slimy black mud that it gets to accumulating over several years.
Well, here's the trick to that thing. There's not a lot of water runoff into that pond, not a lot, and the rest of the land that runs into it is red shale. So I have a pretty good idea. I can pull this off.
You think you're completely and totally safe?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. But what I do say is I pull in frontwards with a bale of hay on the back to offset the engine weight. And then if I get in a bind, I can bounce the bale of hay on the back of the pickup to help wiggle me free to get out. Sometimes you got to be smarter than the cow. I've chopped ice with the axe in that pond before. I'm not going to lie, but that's it. I was kind of shocked how thick that ice was this morning myself.
Yeah. Yesterday when I was cutting it over there at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday morning, it was kind of interesting. But the further south in the pens, the thicker the ice was. On the far south end up there in our 200 alley, it was pretty close to being an inch thick. And even my old tire tanks that we've got there, you know, that are good about not freezing real bad. And you know, time we got down to the to the north end and down at the bottom of 600 alley, well, it wasn't but about a quarter of an inch thick, but it was kind of interesting that there was that much difference just in that little area from the south side of the pens to the north side of the pens. But it darn sure made a little difference. It was darn sure colder on the south end of the property than it was on the north end for whatever reason.
Well, I don't get that, and I know that. Of course, I'm not a meteorologist, I'm not a scientist, and they say wind chilled is just how it feels and it doesn't affect the temperature or anything else. Well, I'm going to give you a little thing that happened to me yesterday. Out there on this 80, a half a mile away from this other water tank, that thing was inch and a half thick where the calves was out in the open, where the wind could hit it, the whole nine yards, and I drive over to the house, and we got a tank in there in the lots. It's got a barn, I don't know, 100 feet from it, but it protects it from the north wind, and there's trees around, so I don't get that much sun. There wasn't no ice on that.
Yeah.
So they can't tell. I know the wind makes it get colder faster,
right?
But it doesn't change the temperature. I think some people need to go back to college and figure this stuff out, because I caught them lying yesterday. That's all I can tell you. I went out there with my axe, walked clear out there to the barn to break that ice and get there, and the goldfish are swimming around. and the float was not froze.
Yep.
Wind does affect stuff.
I would definitely have to agree with you.
if it didn't, why do people put cardboard on the radiators? So if you got anything, did you say anything about any groups of calves coming in this Friday?
Yeah, we've got several nice groups of calves, both unweaned and weaned, coming in. We'll have a good run of 4 to 7 weight cattle. Lots of nice consignments. Anywhere from 20 head to 60 head consignments, and a lot of them just coming off the cows. But we've got several consignments of 45 and 60 day weaned cattle as well. So we'll have a really really nice run, really really nice offering coming up Friday.
Got anything lined up for Western Oklahoma yet?
Do. Got some of them guys that canceled, Got some of them guys that canceled this Monday, you know, that just move us to next Monday. Got 40 really nice, solid Black Angus, fancy, 1,000-pound home raised steers becoming for next Monday. Got a guy from Hydro that's bringing his 27 of his nice, long-winged, home-raised cattle in, and then maybe your gentleman from Grimes, maybe it'll get warmed up enough he'll be able to make it. So we should have a pretty good run Monday there also. I kind of anticipate these numbers probably slowing down some coming up here. I think we'll have a good run first couple of weeks here, but I think after that we may slow down a little bit until it's time for them guys to start coming off the wheat that they're wanting to harvest.
Yeah, you would think that would already happen, but them calves are still coming, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you always get a pretty good run, you know, your first couple of weeks. You get quite a few people that just needed to hold them till after the first of the year. They didn't need to sell them in 2024, so they're just holding on to 2025. And same way with the cow deal, you know, a lot of them old cows and whatnot, they needed to press them into the next year rather than selling them in 24, then press them into 25. And so usually get, you know, a couple of pretty good weeks, you know, when we first start back in January. But I think, you know, I anticipate, and I've been wrong a lot this fall, so I may be continue to be wrong, but I kind of anticipate we'll slow down a lot, you know, the last couple of weeks of January and first week or so of February. And then we should pick back up again as some of them harvesters start thinking they maybe need to start coming off some of that harvest and wheat that they're sure enough going to cut. So.
Well, I'm going to throw an equation in there on your thoughts because, yeah, you've been wrong a lot here the last 3 months, but it's been for the better, so pat yourself on the back so nobody's cussing you at all.
Yep.
But with the cash price of wheat right now, you might be wrong. It might be later before they start pulling off.
Yeah. They may be pushing back. You know, for sure that could push some of them back. But you've always got those guys that's got them tied into an insurance program or whatnot that says you got to have the cattle off of there by such and such date. Right. You know, and those dates range anywhere from February 15th to March 20th, depending on which insurance you've got. And even though they would, a lot of them guys would really rather graze and keep getting the gain, they don't want to screw up their insurance payment. So you end up with a lot of cattle anyway, just due to that, it seems like. But no, I agree with you. That right now there sure looks to be considerably more money in leaving the cattle out there, putting weight on the cattle than there does in the harvest and the wheat come next June.
10-4. Well, I've missed the ladies at the cook shack, and I'm going to miss them again this Friday because I'm going to the Oklahoma, or not the Oklahoma, but the Cattlemen's Congress at OKC. I'm going up there Friday to do my show from there. So I guess I won't see what happens this Friday or get me a greasy hamburger and yelled at and made fun of or whatever from the kitchen in there, but we'll check that out. Hey,
so cattle show season is well, not just cattle, livestock show season is upon us. There's lots of little local shows and county shows happening over the next 6 weeks, and we won't be getting into those premium auctions pretty good and kind of try to reward some of them kids that's worked hard and got their animals and get them a little money going forward before they head on to the big ones at District and OYE coming up. So that's happening fast. Matter of fact, the Texas Panhandle one, they moved all theirs up a week over there in Hemp Hill and Wheeler County and Roberts County, and they're having theirs all this week. Matter of fact, a lot of their county shows are already
happening. I heard that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you came
on. So we're show season is upon us, and those kids are working their tails off with them animals right now, trying to get them where they're prettied up for the judges to look at. So we'll lots of good times coming going forward with that over the years about the next the next 6 weeks, you know, here in Texas Panhandle and Western Oklahoma, be lots and lots of little local and county shows for people to go out and get a look-see and see the kids' projects.
Yes, and not to give you a big head or nothing, because we have lots of businesses around Western Oklahoma that support those shows. But while you're on here, I've been to a lot of shows here in the last 3 or 4 years, and I've been to, especially in the spring where they got premium sales, because that's where the kids make their money and try to recoup some of their expenses from, because cattle and sheep and goats are, and swine are not cheap to raise. But I want to tell you, myself and your wife and your mom and dad, thank you very much for what Western Oklahoma and the Elk City Livestock Auction does to contribute to these premium sales.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, I appreciate that, and we, you know, we're happy to be able to do it. It's fun for us. Sometimes it gets a little hectic trying to make all those things. They seem like they want to pile them all on just a night or two, and
well,
and some of them happen the same nights as some of our sales or whatnot, but it gets a little hectic trying to make them. But we do enjoy going and supporting the kids and giving back and tickled and thrilled that the good Lord's made it possible where we can.
So. Yeah, and it's a few times a year I get to see your dad. So,
yep.
But I'm gonna hit him up about going to Pack Saddle for some calf fries next time I see him.
Yeah, absolutely. He will be up for that.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right, let's take a Stockman's Clinic, vet clinic, that is. Break. When we come back, we'll get a weather update. And, of course, Brandon and I took her a little longer than, well, it's pretty normal with him and I. And we'll come back. We have Hay Day Tuesday brought to you by Great Plains Bank coming up here in about 8 minutes, 8-10 minutes. I got 3 already texted in for hay for sales. So if you got some hay you want to sell, text it in to 580-225-9697. I don't care if you're in Ashland, Kansas, Fairview, Woodward, if you got hay for sale. Hey, Great Plains Bank is paying for this. It's free advertising. You can do it every week, year round. So bring it on. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs. To buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a hair, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to Slap Out America. See what's happening up there. 28 degrees, feels like 17. Dew points 18. Humidity 67. Winds are out of northeast at 12 with wind gust up to 18. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34 degrees. Sunset at 5:40. 30 for a high today. You might get there tonight. Mostly cloudy and 12. The ice will thicken tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 37 degrees with the winds out of the south, 5 to 9 miles an hour. As we are in the middle of winter, it's time to get those bulls checked. With ever-increasing input costs for feed, hay, labor, open cows, they're not going to pay their way. So finding out that your bull isn't doing his job until next summer isn't very profitable in my book. So it's time to get your bulls checked. Also, remember, it's never too early to schedule a herd visit to establish a relationship with us and discuss any herd health issues that you can avoid. Emergencies can be prevented, but many herd problems are easier to prevent than to treat. Let us work with you to help improve your herd's health and your bottom line. From vaccinations to prevent disease, testing to ensure efficient use of dewormers, and most importantly, the correct antibiotic selection and dose with it when an issue does arise. We're there to help you. Call Stockman's Vet at 580-225-0200 for all your animal needs. How about that? What time is it? Oh, yep, I got to take a break. We're going to take another quick break. Come back. I've already got a line up on some hay. Get your pencil and pen ready. And I always take a screenshot of what I'm reading off for the hay. So if you miss it or miss a number, you're more than welcome to get a hold of me to find out about some hay that was for sale. So let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone. And whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Well, I've been here for about 10 years, and I mean, it's just the honesty and integrity that I think that Brandon and Jill uphold in the company. I mean, I moved away for a year and a half, and part of the reason I moved back is because of Brandon and Jill, and because, you know, they take care of us really well. One thing that a lot of people are misconcepted is we try to do hardwired instead of Wi-Fi. So Control 4 is complete home automation. So that's audio, video, lighting, security. We're still a little young in it, and I'm a big nerd in it. So I've been learning a lot of it, you know, and picked it up and took off with it. So I'm really excited about it. Yeah, so we do everything from router switches, wireless access points, to where if you've got a big house, that's one thing we really push on these big custom houses that we do, is try to do the backbone of the network so that you have good Wi-Fi throughout the complete home, and even, you know, on your back patio, wherever you want, your shop, wherever.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 6th. 1,160 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 525 brought 340. 8 at 581 brought 297. 5 at 700 brought 266. 4 at 819 brought 260. 15 at 903 brought 243. 11 at 977 brought 228. 23 head of heifers at 411 brought 337. 56 at 480 brought 320. 5 at 515 brought 314. 4 at 571 brought 258. 10 at 685 brought 250. 26 at 743 brought 240. 8 at 1084 brought 210. Butcher cows were 40 to 130. Butcher bulls brought 120 to 141. Bred cows 1700 to 1900. Pairs brought 1330 to 2425. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, will sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Eric, Oklahoma, 28, feels like 19. Dew point is 5. Whoa. Let me back that up here a second. I think you updated on me. My bad. Eric, you're 36. Feels like 30. Dew point's 5. Humidity's 27. The winds are out of the north, northeast at 8. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Sunset at 542. 37 for a high today. 17 for a low tonight. And tomorrow, more like today, 39 for a high with south winds 5 to 6 miles an hour. All right, you got your pen and pencil ready? Here we go. Out of Hobart, Oklahoma, big squares and round bales of alfalfa for sale. $200 a ton for the squares, $175 a ton for the rounds. Hobart, Oklahoma, big squares and round bales of alfalfa, $200 a ton for the squares, $175 for the a ton for the round bales, 580-682-0006. 682-0006. All right. And then now I got 400 bales of alfalfa. All this is irrigated. All these bales of hay I'm getting ready to rattle off. It's all irrigated. 400 bales of alfalfa. 150 to a, these are round bales. $150 to $180 a ton. 500 bales of irrigated sorghum and pea mix, $150 a ton. 300 bales of oat hay, lightly rained on, but still good, $150 a ton. 580-393-1233. That's at Hex over here in Beckham County. Again, 400 bales of alfalfa. These are all round bales, irrigated, $150 to $180 a ton. 500 bales of irrigated sorghum with pea mix, $150 a ton. 300 bales of irrigated oat hay, lightly rained on, $150 a ton. 393-1233. 300 bales of rye, $50 a bale, a round bale. 140 bales of rye and Truticale mix, $50 a bale. Can load. Also, all these rattled off a while ago, they can load. 580-729-0356, south of Elk, around Carter. 300 bales of rye, 140 round bales of rye and Truticale mix, $50 a bale. 729-0356. Let's see here. Got one more on the text line here. Let's see here. We got 400 bales of rye, good rye hay. It's not tested. 140 per ton, 1,100-pound bales, can load. In Beckham County, 580-821-4816. 580-821-4816 for our 140 per ton for 1,100-pound round bales of really good rye hay. 821-4816. Also, I text the winner of the gloves. I guess I ain't got time to discuss all the answers I got, but a lot of people said don't do it. And a lot of people said back in because your engine's heavier. But if you do that, you better make sure you got a four-wheel drive. Thanks for participating in Hay Day Tuesdays. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, there, Oklahoma. God bless.
It's loaded with action and suspense. This is KE.